Welcome to Motorland, a podcast driven by AAA, about the road of life and the wheels that set our journeys in motion. Hello, LA, hello, take me anywhere. I'm Jared Deanda, the voice of motorsports and auto events all around the world, and your wheelman here in Motorland.
And I'm Michelle Donati from AAA, happy to be along for the ride.
All right, Michelle, here we go, our first episode in Motorland. And what do you think it's about, Michelle?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say a first car.
Boom. Oh my gosh, get out of my head right now. All right, Michelle, let me tell you about our guest today. Leslie Valdez has been writing, voicing, and creating shows for preschoolers for years. Dora, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, Handy Manny, and Santiago the Seas on Nick Jr. And once upon a time, he drove a car his parents absolutely hated. Let me ask you a question. When it was time for you to get behind the wheel, what was your dream car?
It was on my vision board. It was something I was absolutely certain I was going to manifest for myself. I had my eyes set on a 1965 Ford Mustang.
Wow. But what did your parents want you to drive?
They wanted me to be safe and reliable, so they went ahead and put me in a 1996 Ford Taurus.
They are both Fords. So we have a great story with Leslie Valdez. Love the car. His parents, not so much.
I can't wait to hear about it.
Then let's buckle up and ride. Leslie Valdez, thank you so much for joining us in Motorland.
Hey, man, how are you?
I understand you've done voices for different shows, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse to Handy Manny. Do you have any characters that somebody would recognize?
Oh, yeah. Well, for Dora the Explorer, there's Señor Toucan. He's a toucan, and he has a really low voice. He speaks Spanish, so he'll say things like, grande o pequeño, grande, sí. You know, and then there's on Santiago of the Seas, there's Abuelo. And Abuelo is actually, he's kind of like an amalgam of my dad and my Uncle Macho.
He kind of talks like a good grandpa because he's got a big heart, you know?
I love it. It's so rad. So Leslie, we'd love to hear about your first car. And I understand the story does take some literal twists and turns.
I got my first car when I was 17, and it was this rad little 1974 Volkswagen Beetle.
The lines of that car are iconic.
Yeah, it was poetry. And I remember when my uncle, Macho.
What a great uncle name, Macho. Was that on his birth certificate, or is that just a nickname?
His name was Manuel, right? But Macho was his nickname. He was like 6'2". He was all muscle and super macho. He had the Elvis DA haircut, and he was macho in the best way because he was really chill.
I'm also seeing this pompadour and this haircut.
Oh, he definitely had that vibe, you know? And he was kind of the car connoisseur of my family. He was on the lookout, and he found this beautiful, pristine red Volkswagen Bug with a for sale sign on it.
So your mom and dad funded it, but Macho was the kind of seeker.
And he just loved cars, and he knew that they were all different. You know, they're like guitars in that sense. And also, like, I was a punk rocker at the time, so I liked vintage. It was the antithesis of, like, what everybody else was driving. And it had that cool Volkswagen, that early Volkswagen engine sound. It was kind of like a chitty chitty bang bang, but slicker, you know? This is the other thing. It was very feminine in a way and kind of geeky in a way. And I liked all that about it because it just was kind of like pushing it in the face of like all the societal norms.
Dude, you got to be stoked.
Oh, yeah.
What did your mom and your dad think?
They thought it was very functional. It was simple. And now I could drive to school. And I, even better yet, I could stop pestering my parents about getting a car.
I can absolutely relate to your parents, and they're kind of like, all right, man. But I feel like we're foreshadowing here a little bit. Here you are with your punk rock style leather jacket, your jeans, an old t-shirt, driving this iconic ride, a car that was all about breaking the mold. And then things go horribly wrong. How do the wheels come off this tail, Leslie?
You know, I gotta say, I think I had this coming because even though I did adore the car, I wasn't really taking care of this thing. And I was maybe 6 months into owning it. The car had a fair amount of wear and tear. So one night, I think it was a Saturday afternoon, I had to go over to my friend Anthony's house because we were in a band.
Were you any good?
Yeah. Well, we were good in a punky way, which probably means unlistenable. And that was always a blast. So I put my guitar in the car. I put the amp in the car, which weighs about 150 pounds. And right before approaching my friend Anthony's house, you had to go up this really steep hill. So I was determined not to have the car stall on this steep incline. And so I put it in neutral and the car just starts picking up speed as it goes downhill.
And you got this ballast, like you said, 150 pound amp. That's, you know, that's a quarter of the weight of the vehicle.
Yeah, exactly. And then suddenly, as I'm approaching the bottom of this hill, a black cat steps out onto the road. I slam on the brakes and suddenly the pedal kept going down towards the floor. And I heard this loud snap. I realized immediately that my brakes were gone. I started zigzagging because this car had such terrible traction and steering. I put it on third, then I put it on second. The gears are grinding, making all sorts of excruciating sounds. I finally got the car to stop.
I mean, that you did everything that a race car driver would do.
Did I?
I mean, really, bravo to you, man. I mean, you missed your calling. You're an absolute wheel man. So the car finally comes to a halt. What happens now?
So I crawled home, basically, you know. I was going like maybe 8-10 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So I pulled into that driveway and I couldn't stop and I crashed into the side of my house.
Oh, what?
Yeah. My parents run out like, what's going on? So I get out of the car and I say, hey, you know, everything's okay, mom and dad. It's fine. It's fine. I just had a little hitch with the car, you know, the brake broke.
What?
Yes, exactly. What? My dad was just stone-faced like, uh-oh, this can't be good. And then, of course, I said to them, it's kind of like a bicycle. It's no big deal. We can fix it. And I could just tell by the look in my mom's eye. My equating the brakes on a car to the brakes on a bike was just a fatal mistake. Because from that point on, my mother was not going to allow her son, her one and only son, to drive a car that has the brakes of a bicycle.
All right. So what happens next? I mean, there's more to the story.
So then the next day, we were supposed to go to the Volkswagen dealership. I got up early in the morning. I was stoked because I wanted to drive my car and I wanted to get it fixed. And I get in the car. I put the key in the ignition and turn the ignition and I got nothing. I got crickets. The windshield wipers, nothing. I hit the horn hard, nothing. And I run back in the house. I said, Mom, Dad, something's really wrong with the car. It's not working. My mom just standing there with her arms crossed over her chest. She says something to the effect of, well, clearly the car is broken. We're going to have to junk it and get you a new car.
What?
And of course, I wasn't going to just roll over and play dead that quickly. So I had to have my uncle, Macho, come and look at the car. So he shows up, and I think he was driving like a Coupe de Ville at the time. I ran up to him. I'm like, Macho, you got the car's not working. You got to take a look at it. He just looked at it, and then he like leaned to the right, leaned to the left, squinted at it. He got in the car, gave him the keys. He turned it. Nothing. Crickets. He gets out, and he couldn't look me in the eye, but he just looks at the ground, shakes his head, and says, I'm sorry, son. She's a goner. He thought that the engine had melted inside, that the cylinders had overheated and melted. I got teary-eyed. And my parents kept saying, it's okay, son. Volkswagen has a new car that's out now. And it's for young people. It's called the Volkswagen Fox.
Oh, man. A Fox? I mean.
Yeah. The twist, the upshot came soon thereafter when I was talking to my cousin. And she let it slip that my mom had approached her fiance that night and had him disconnect all the wiring on the Volkswagen bug.
What? No way. So your mom sabotaged the bug's demise.
Yeah. And Macho was in on it, you know, and that was a heartbreaker, man.
You know, you put Macho on this pedestal, and rightfully so. He sounds like he's just an absolutely ideal uncle. But when did he gain superpowers where you can look inside an engine and know that it's molten inside?
Can you believe that? I was so angry. I didn't really speak to Macho for a month. You know, I would just avoid Macho and I'd look the other way.
Fox was a bit of a dud in the whole Volkswagen family. There's like Sciroccos, you got rabbits, you got GTIs. I mean,
it was fine. It worked fine. You know, it actually had power steering, which the bug didn't have, and it had power brakes, which the bug didn't have. And it had, ironically, had a really loud horn, which, you know, out of anger, I probably hit way too many times.
That's what I think is interesting. But at the end of the day, your parents, Macho, everybody you're surrounded by, loved you and wanted to make sure you made it to band practice or made it to school or whatever. And that's what it's really about, is confidence on the road. So
exactly.
Leslie Valdez, thank you so much for sharing this awesome story.
Thanks for having me. It's great talking to you.
Jared, I love a happy ending, but giving up that beetle had to be hard. Poor guy.
I mean, yeah, he went from bug to the fox. It's a step up in the animal kingdom, but not so much in the automotive world.
Hey, why don't we ask our listeners? We want to see your first car and any questionable fashion choices you may have made at the time. Head over to our Instagram at Motorland Podcast and share your first car stories.
Yeah, I mean, you got to love throwbacks. I can't wait to see yours and go back in that time machine and see the beautiful 1996 Ford Taurus.
I want to know what your hair looked like at the time.
Oh, man. Have you ever seen Dragon Ball Z with a really spiky hair? My hair was blue. Oh, I can't wait to see your hair. What does it look like back in the day?
Think Alicia Silverstone in Clueless. Like that, I was a mess. But that's all back in style now.
We are fashion victims. It's okay. But you know what? It's crazy how cyclical and things come back, right?
Exactly.
Michelle Donati, thank you so much from AAA. And thank you for riding along in Motorland this week. Big thanks to everybody at AAA for letting us have this cool new podcast.
This was fun, Jared. I'll see you next time.
Motorland is executive produced by AAA Mountain West Group in cooperation with Sound That Brands. Hello, Take Me Anywhere is written by Justin Sullivan, performed by Night Shop, by arrangement with Terror Bird Media. Reproduction or distribution without prior consent of AAA Incorporated and AAA Mountain West Group is prohibited. The AAA logo is a trademark of AAA Incorporated. The Motorland Podcast logo is a trademark of AAA Northern California, Nevada, and Utah. Thank you for listening. If you like it here in Motorland, please give us a rating and review. It's kind of like sending a postcard that says, "Wish you were here." I'm Jared Deenda. May the road rise to meet you and the wind be at your back. We'll see you again soon in Motorland.